And one excuse is Jeff, and everybody else is here. Good. Okay. The first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the, hold on, June 24th meeting. Does anybody?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I have a motion to approve the minutes. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Mitch. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Did I get going too soon for you, Fritz?
No.
Okay. The next item is public comment. There's the public.
Treasurer's report, actually, number three.
I'm sorry, you're right. You know, you see what happens to being chairman.
Yeah.
You catch that stuff.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. Okay, treasurer's report.
So I have the last two statements for the two different checking accounts. The only activity in the last 2 months for the checking accounts was the check for 182.96 for our flyers that we didn't.
For the postcard?
For the postcard we sent out, but we didn't have the social.
Okay, so this postcard went out on the 20th again.
Okay.
So we'll get it, you'll get another bill.
And then, so that went out, these are main June's statements, so there wouldn't be any activity on these two.
Right.
That's changing. So I just wrote that on top of one, just if anybody wants to see it.
Now, can we get a number for each of the accounts?
Yes, you can. That's the next part, right now. So the, let me make sure the, so last statement of the, just the regular account, it's not the weed cutting account from as of July 3rd, that's the statement date.
Yep.
$9,789.40.
Forty. And the weed cutting account?
The weed cutting account.
That's July also or not?
That's, that again is, let me make sure that's right. That date is June 1st to June 30th. And no activity, and it was $9,219.56.
Great.
And I just got these today.
Got it.
That's as current as you can.
But today is as current as that.
It's nice to have to drive past that main to leave my work to get anywhere, so we'll talk about it.
Good, good. Great, appreciate that. Thank you. Do we have a I would entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Tom makes the motion to approve it. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second is Luke?
Yep.
Any discussion? And by the way, thanks for that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now, public comment. Can you state your name, sir?
Ken Steppen.
Yep.
And I'm with the Bryce Perry Conservation Association. And within our organization, we've been communicating, trying to get more information to the public what's happening about Lake Onalaska. So a number of months ago, I told everybody I'm going to get it out in the news a little bit more. So I contacted Wisconsin Outdoors and Minnesota Outdoors, and they did publish an article about what's going on with Lake Onalaska. And along with the Dredge Project, so the magazine is up there so you fellas can look at it. And it was also online, so if you have a chance, you can look at that. And Mark has got the information. He can send you to the website for a look at that. And I think most of you know the Dredge Project is in motion. It's going kind of slow. We've got some hiccups to it, but it is progressing. The soil we're finding is a lot of organic material, which is understandable. The channel's always been there for a number of years. So they're taking the muck out of there, and which is a good thing, and someone has to be saying. So hopefully we can recruit some of our costs with the soil that's coming out of there. How much, we don't know. we could just cover our costs of putting the project, the land back in shape where it was in the beginning, we'd be happy. But the reason for I'm here is to, again, make more information known what's happening to our lake, and hoping to reach out to more organizations and to our representatives. So you guys are part of our representatives, being on the lake. So I thank you for letting me have a few comments, and I hope you read the article and pass the information on. We need to reach out to more of our representatives, whether they're local or state. So thank you for your time.
Has anybody made a claim to the silt that's in the
exhale? No, we have. That's a, thank you for bringing that up. But me and myself and Steve Anderson are heading to a dredge project. And as far as the soils going, I'm contacting different contractors until we get to closer to the end, so when we actually know the volume of what kind of material we have. I have a number of contractors that are interested, but until we know towards the end, like I say, what we have, I'm not going to reach out to them.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, otherwise it gets too confusing.
All
and
right.
You got some people are saying this or that, so I made it clear that so we keep the confusion down, it will go through me, and I'll reach out to the contractors. But if anybody has a contractor like to be interested in some of that, they can reach out to me. The information's on our website, and I can give you my phone number if you'd like. But that's what that stands for now. So I'm not going to tell somebody what we have until we get closer.
I got kind of just involved off the side before. So I've been told that like if the soil was more muck than sand, that scrub might be interested more than sand.
Yes.
Okay. And then I was also wondering up at Denver Farms that had needs all the compost, if he would be interested in any of that. It's a trucking thing. That's a
right. Well, that's all part of in finding out what soil we have and who has the interest, because we don't want to pay to have a truck. We're paying enough right now to get it on the ground. But yes, I'll be reaching out to a number of people and telling them what we have on the ground. Until we actually know what's there, I'm not going to reach out.
I was just curious.
Thanks, Mike.
I'd like to chat a little bit, and he said every once in a while they have to split the pipes apart, and some of that stuff spills on the ground, and it seemed to dry it up a little bit, and they said looks pretty good. That was it. You know, so you're not going to know until the project's done. And the stuff's dry until what you got, right?
Right. But excuse me, with working with the Shaper's Dredge Project, the different project they've done in the past, they run in the same kind of material, and they found out it's very rich material. So they can even, because it is so rich, they can even add a little bit of other more sand to it to kind of neutralize it a little bit. So you have just not one solid piece of black dirt, which it will be in the end. So it can be spread out a little bit more that way.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me speak.
Anytime. Anybody else? Okay. Very good.
Excuse me, Mark.
Yeah.
one more thing. Going right along with this dredge project. If anybody's interested, we have a raffle going on.
Oh, I knew you were going to.
You understand, we are not done fundraising. We're around the 260 we've raised so far. Here's the other part of this, and excuse me, I just come to my own attention that Mark knows about it. This just to get ready for the dredge rock, it costs us over $100,000. So we're open to raise $300,000, but if we could have put that soils on one of the islands, we'd have a lot, we'd have money left over, but in that case, the way we're doing it, we're still looking for more dollars. And like I said, we have a raffle going on, and it will end in August. It's $250, but there's only 100 tickets sold, and
first prize?
We'll be hopefully if we can sell 50, because it is quite a, $250 is a lot of money to some people, but it's all about helping the, helping the dredge project, and that's the way some people like myself, I'm donating, I've been donating. It's something that we look forward to on the lake, and we, being, we're all citizens of the La Crosse County. Hey, let's put our money where our mouth is. So
don't you got to tell them what the first prize is for the raffle?
Oh, see, okay. There's 100 tickets. First prize is $5,000. Second prize is $1,000, and then $500. So it's for that kind of bet, you're paying out a pretty good chunk of money. So, but the initial cost is $250. But there again, I see six people here. You can split it, go 100 and a quarter apiece. Still get a chance at raising return of $500. Mark has already bought one.
You never stop till selling, do you?
That's the way we have to do it. We're sales, we got a project, we look good at it, we have our heart and soul into it. We gotta keep reaching out. So thank you. And I have tickets with me, by the way.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I don't see any agency folks here, Fritz, so I guess we don't need anything on agency reports. So update on the August 5th social at La Crosse Sailing Club. The postcard going back out to the members went Monday. So that should reach it this week sometime. And that should be time enough so that people can put it on their schedule if they want to. I was at the sailing club last night, and I was checking the boat channels for, they've been cutting the vegetation. Looked pretty good. What Chad told me is that it's primarily just Ballison area. There's no wild rice in the open lake proper to speak of, and even coontail and stargrass and the other kinds of vegetation out there are very limited. So it's pretty much Ballison area. But that stuff grows like crazy. So
question on social. Yeah. So we're 2 weeks out, it's 2 weeks from today.
Right.
I can do some email, you got postcards going out.
Yeah.
You wanna let them percolate. I can do some email reminders, how many and when, so we don't clutter up people's inboxes, but we get a reminder to them at the right time.
But we might have some other information in there about the annual meeting or something.
Okay.
That.
Like a week ahead or?
A week, yeah. 10 days to a week.
Okay.
Yeah. Good, good, thank you. Oaths of office. So, who here hasn't taken an oath of office yet? That's where you go swear in front of the county clerk.
I think I have not done that.
You have not done that?
I don't think I have.
Tim?
No.
I think I've been on here for years and I still haven't.
Uh-oh.
Well,
I know, Luke, you have, right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
One of us is legal.
Yeah. Yes?
You said August 5th is the
social at the Sailboat Club.
And at what time is it?
5 to 7.
Okay, because I just asked these guys, and their national night out is also August 5th from 4 to 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody can do stuff.
Yep, I didn't know if you knew.
Yeah.
I'm a new trustee, so I'm just.
Oh! Okay. Appreciate it. What's your
name? Mary Jo Werner. So
Mary Jo, oh, oh, yeah, okay.
I got elected and I got sworn in a couple days ago.
Good.
You had a lot of signs up.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yep.
Great. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
So, do you want me to kind of set something up with the county clerk and maybe the...
I don't even know where we'd go, Mark, so...
Down to the county clerk.
Or who do you, I mean, what person, I don't know what.
Jenny Dinkmeyer, she's the county clerk.
Yeah.
So, why don't I try and do that, okay? And we'll make sure. And what's a good time for everybody? Rob, I'm sure it would be after work, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or would there be noon time with that?
Yeah, I can get away. This, I was actually joking about it. It seems like I've been really good breaking stuff right when these meetings happen, so...
Yeah.
Or I have, just...
So we can just go to the county clerk and tell them?
Yeah.
They hold business hours all the time?
She's got...
Yeah, you can do that too, if that's what you want to do.
I'll just drop by there.
What's her name?
Jenny Dinkmeyer. Call her first.
Yep.
Okay.
Her office is on the left when you walk in the building. Just walk in, it's the office right there.
So it's right across from the post office?
Oh, the old,
The old,
Associated Bank building?
Yeah.
In that way.
So where is it?
The old First Federal Building, which then became Associated Bank, is now the county...
County, I didn't know where we vote. I didn't know where that was supposed to go.
That, no, it's a county. It's not the town. It's a county.
It was First Federal Savings and...
First Federal Savings, yeah.
I have her number if you want it.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
What do you got? Perfect.
608-785-9581.
Thanks.
Good.
And might want to check with Jeff Demrick too. I don't know if he's, has he done one?
Yeah, I know. We've talked.
She has two numbers, but that one is busy. The number 608-785-9621, that's the main number.
One for you and one for...
Okay.
What was that last number? 9682?
9622.
9622.
And one goes to the main desk and one goes to her directly.
Good. Finally, that's taken care of. There were years that went by, no one ever took an oath of office. Enough to take it. Okay, here's the big one for today. Discuss and act on final plans for the September 16th annual meeting. And I'm gonna hand out last year's packet that went out to the Lake District residents, and that's what we have to produce. You got it. Is it on Fritz or not?
I think I've got an extra. I'll take it.
Yep.
Is that this one here, man?
Nope, that's this one right here.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mark.
That's it? Yep. Good. Anybody out there need one? Okay. So, there's a number of things. If you look down at the bottom there, it says there are attachments or enclosures. There's the cover letter, the annual meeting minutes, the financial statement, the audit, proposed budget, and the commissioner position description. The only thing we don't have to do is the position description. That's just a run. Unless we make changes, that's the same from year to year. So what I'm trying to do today is get some folks to work on different parts of the enclosures and look at the agenda and think, is that what we want to say? Is that what we want to do? Or is something different? So, I'd say, let's look at the agenda first, all right? So we got the call to order and introductions. Minutes of the 2025 annual meeting would be, if you're looking at last year's...
Yeah, we changed 24 to 25.
And, hold on a minute. What did I do with that? It's here somewhere.
Want me to copy?
No, I'm looking at this year's.
Oh.
I'm looking for my notes for this year's. Here it is. Okay. Here, Fritz, if you want. I sent this out to everybody.
Oh, that.
Yeah, so, call to order and introduction. introductions, minutes of the 2025 annual meeting, treasury report, and 2025 financial statement, audit of the financials, public comments, agency reports, state of the lake report. The state of the lake report is what, and this year I think what we could do is maybe have each of the commissioners give part of the state of the lake report, because it's pretty involved this year with everything that's going on. And then the other action is consider an act on the 2026-2027 budget. And then if you remember, and some of you will and some of you won't, discussion and expansion on petition for dissolution, which is what happened, that was 2 years ago? Yeah. And then after that is commissioner election, and we have two commissioners, Fritz? Do you remember?
I need to look up the
yeah. Okay.
Well, that just states who was elected when and who, the changes that were made?
Yeah, and this year there'll be two of the positions that'll be up for re-election.
Sure, yep. And then the consider expansion of the Lake District boundaries, is that going to be on the next one?
Okay, that would be the same as consider discussion on expansion or dissolution of Lake District.
Okay, okay. Gotcha.
That's the same discussion.
Okay.
Right now, it's do we know?
I've got the graph here. I'm a little unclear as to the end date. I'll get that out.
How about we skip to the next one then?
Yeah.
All right. Commissioner. Okay. UWM impacts of Lake Onalaska research, and that'll be a presentation by the professor that led the class in doing the research, and that's what's his name?
Colin Belby.
Oh, Colin Belby, yeah.
You know, I hope we can get him. That's two asks of him. You know, we were going to ask him for September 10 also.
Well, how about the public?
And there may be some overlap.
Collins, he's not the recreation professor, is he?
That's oh, you're looking for the economic stuff.
Yeah, economic stuff.
Well, it's a double ask of him, too.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, so then that one's kind of up in the air then.
Hopefully they'll just come, but
it's yeah.
Just they
well, we want to find out, before we put it on the agenda, we want to find out if they have a commitment or not.
All right, and it is
I mean, also, we got plenty of time.
Yeah, it's also the second week classes, so they're getting busy. But Tanner committed to the other meetings, so maybe he's got enough free time.
Yeah, okay. And that's what I was looking for. I was looking for mm-hmm. Tanner.
Yeah.
So. But if Colin wants to, you know.
And I also just while we're on talking about that other meeting, that'll have some bearing on number nine there. I think the outcome.
Yes.
The sense of that will have some bearing on.
And that'll
how
be
number nine goes.
And that meeting is before the annual meeting.
It's September 10th, and this is September 16th.
Yeah.
The annual meeting.
So. Anything more until we get the commissioner elections? Dredge project update. Kent, you kind of did that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So has anybody got any other questions about the dredge project? I'm just going to add a comment. From what I heard from Chad, if that material would be acceptable as topsoil, then you're not talking about just trucking it away. You're talking about somebody paying you to truck it away.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna make
No, no commit, no commit, no commitment, but I mean, that's a good thing.
Don't we see it on the ground?
You don't know, yeah. And there may be, if they get away from the channel, like when they're doing the sediment trap, and they get into the deeper materials, it may be all sand.
Yeah, they're trying to isolate it as much as possible too, because they do have bags, so they've been switching, going from bag to bag.
Quality control.
That's cool, that's a lot more work, but.
Well, and other part of it, because some of the bag are blown up because of the moisture in it, the water.
Sure.
And they're adding a chemical to help it de-water, but it still takes time, so that's part of the reason they switch bag to bag also.
But switching bags is just pull the pipe out,
yeah,
another pipe in.
Oh, okay.
Takes about 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
They got pipes running, every bag they set up, so they can switch fairly easy.
Okay.
Okay. That's the dredge project. Now, this is on the, for the annual meeting, so we'll have more knowledge by the time the annual meeting gets here. That's another.
So there'll be a new update on the dredge project for the annual meeting.
Yep, okay. And then the final really action of the annual meeting was to set the 48th annual meeting date and location. If they choose to do so, they don't have to. So.
If that we don't specify, we have to be within the.
We have to be within, yes.
Right.
The last of May and September 8th.
Yeah.
That has, this is for Lake District, and Lake Districts typically were thought of as being up north.
Right.
As being summer places.
Yeah.
And so that's why they did that.
So it was the last of May or up to September 8th?
Up to September 8th, yeah.
Yeah, that's the statutory window, but we can be outside of that, but we have to vote on.
But you have to set it at the previous annual meeting.
Okay.
So
we'll leave that one on there for the new.
I do think, okay, so there's three kinds of meetings. There's the regular meeting of the Lake District Board. There's the annual meeting of the entire residents of the district, okay? And when the residents meet, it's like your, it's they all get the vote. So you can't levy a tax or set up a program that takes commitment from the district unless the residents approve. Which would be interesting if it was Congress. No, anyway.
It would be.
So the third one is you can call a special meeting, which is at the same powers, similar powers to the annual meeting, where everybody votes. So theoretically, you could probably set a different date. The statute says, I believe, doesn't it say just annual meeting, or I can't remember if it's.
Call it special.
Special.
How many residences are in the Lake District?
Okay, on the mailing list, when you get it all sorted out and down, there's about 260 properties. And so resident-wise, if you look at the, I don't know what you think, average, maybe two and a half. Residents per property, if the property's got a domicile on it. Some of them are empty lots.
So is it everything that touches water when you say that, Mark?
It was, okay, when the Lake District, when the petition went out to the citizens, or to the people gathering signatures, and they got enough signatures on from an area, and the area was described by La Crosse County Planning and Zoning at the time. And it essentially runs, it's the lakefront property lots, essentially. That's it.
Okay.
It was bigger at one time, but they looked at it and they couldn't get enough signatures, so they had to make the district smaller. levied a tax for the first 3 years because they had to do a feasibility report, and they hired a technician to do some of the other work that needed to be done to qualify as a Lake District. And then when that was done, then the residents said, well, we don't need any more taxes, we don't have anything that we need it for. Well, we're doing weed cutting now, so we're asking other units of government and people and businesses for money to do the weed cutting. We're not taxing ourselves to do it. And that has become an issue with the county.
What was the tax those 3 years when you, and what years was that?
That would have been probably, let's see, the feasibility report was 77, so they had to start working. Probably either 75 or 76. I haven't looked at it's not readily,
sure,
easily read in the minutes or any of it, so I'm not really sure. I only got here in 81, and it was 75 when the petition, when the Lake District was founded. So
that had expired then before you even got here, what you're saying, right?
The tax?
Tax.
Yes.
The collection tax.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's no simple thing.
Well, no, they never are.
No.
But if you understand what it is, I wouldn't even know. Do they just tax it on your regular tax bill?
It goes on the county tax bill?
Yeah, your regular county tax bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you have to jump through all the hoops like every other unit of government has to jump through.
Sure.
Like the town, like the village. Well, not the village. The village doesn't go through the county. But when it was a town, then they went through the county. So.
Got it.
Yeah. Do we know on that election?
I've got to go work some more stuff out.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, what we have to be concerned about is getting, we have the annual meeting minutes.
What we do and we don't, Connie sent something, it was the October 22 meeting. She says, I got them. We were between secretaries.
Okay.
She says, I have them. She's looking for them. I haven't laid eyes on it, but she says she has them.
I wonder if she sent them to me.
Well, she says she has them, so let's.
Okay.
Let's see. And we do have a recording of the meeting.
Okay, so we got a recording.
All that's right. On the website, by the way.
We have some minutes to.
We got the minutes,
mm-hmm.
Or we're getting them. Okay. Treasury report and financial statement should be pretty simple, right? Not many transactions.
And I guess my question is, you know, we had the commitments from the county, town, each couple different towns. Has that money been, is it still coming forward or not?
For this year, I wasn't sure what to ask them for until we kind of talked about the budget.
You did say it.
But I was thinking of it would be same as the previous year.
Well, I just remember Jeff saying that they did have that set aside account portion, but
so like the 10,000
committed
to the form.
10,000 was from the county,
but they were waiting for us to match, or is it find a match, or?
Well, the county was saying we want to see you tax yourself.
It was the tax.
But we did talk to the administrator, and she said there's still 10,000 in the budget for 2026, which is this year. As far as what we would send out would depend on what we would put together for a budget. Okay? And I've got Dave Balduzzi did a budget last year for this year.
Okay.
So I've got that. I suspect there'll be some changes to that. So what I need to do today is to get some folks to volunteer to work on different aspects of these enclosures. And I'm assuming for the treasurer that would be the financial report and
I need to, really our only expenditures have been mailers and
Right.
Weed cutting.
Right.
You know, and we need to make sure weed cutting didn't follow inflation, I guess.
Yeah.
So you're just putting together a report?
Actually, weed cutting has been the same as when they first, 5 years ago. They haven't upped the price yet.
Well, he's got a better, easier boat, thanks
the
to
what?
Me. He said he has a better, easier boat, thanks to me, so it should be cheaper.
Yeah.
So you just gotta put something together like that.
Right.
Okay, so what we need is some volunteers to work on different of these things. I'm willing to lead the budget.
Yeah, I'll get the minutes and kind of make sure.
Okay, why don't I work with you on the treasurer's report, because that's got to be fat. And then there's also an audit. We have to get somebody to audit, which is pretty simple once you get the financial report.
Right.
So I can work with you on the budget side of it. The other things that has to happen is, so there's a financial statement, the proposed budget, and the audit. And we need to find somebody that's not part of the board to do the audit. And believe it or not, 2 years ago, I called accounting firms, and they said, we don't audit government anymore. Almost to a person. So there must have been something that happened on the legal side of things that they decided not to venture into that.
Ask Mary Jo.
Mary Jo.
Yeah, there's a lot of requirements in doing a governmental audit. They call it yellow book accounting.
Yeah.
And you have to go through a lot of continuing education, and it's very expensive. So
they just,
a lot of firms just said we're not.
They just dropped it, yeah.
Yeah.
And traditionally, what we've done with the Lake District is get a couple of people that are residents to look at what happened. It's pretty simple. And do the numbers match up? And were they for projects that were approved? And that's it.
Except that's not what the AICPA requires.
No.
And government standards. The federal government and the state government get involved, and they tell you what you're going to do. So even though it's pretty simple, you could just have two numbers. But all the background you have to do in filling out all these other forms. One thing, the village board here, or the town of Campbell, had Angleson and Associates do their audit for 2025 and 2024. You might want to ask them.
Yeah, because everybody I call.
You know who they call?
Should be ours.
Yeah. What's the guy's name? Yeah, Angleson and Associates, ENGELSON.
They should be. If I Google them, I'll get a phone number, maybe.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, I know about the federal and state what they want. Previously, in previous years, it was just.
I have a phone number for Angus.
Yes.
608-788-2181.
2181.
Yep. And
is there a name?
They have one in Holman, too, it looks like.
Yeah, they do.
We don't have a name, though, just to call them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Good. Anybody else want to help work on the budget?
Well, I just.
Well, you guys do it.
No, but I'm saying anybody that has, say, historical or just ideas of things we can spend money on, so we.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's why Mark has to. Somebody by Mark or Chris has to be involved, because you guys know all
the. The three things we spend money on are. Four things, actually. The annual meeting, you know, mail out and
yeah.
Stuff. Then when we do the social, we had pontoon rides. I think that was been 25, though.
That was just a mailer also.
What? That was just a mailer also.
Some office supplies.
supply.
Our annual meeting, we spent a little bit of money.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just looking at, I mean, we're pretty much, our budget actually, somebody donated $100 as well, so we actually have $100 more than this $9,119.
Okay.
So.
So they did it online?
I just went to the bank and saw that there was a donation, it was a deposit, had been a donation.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't.
When we first started the weed cutting, there was a lot of that.
Well, somebody actually put money in thinking it was us.
You know, $5, $10, $50, $100, yeah.
Somebody donated $100, and I didn't actually did because I was like, well, it's like goes into that, goes out, it's not too upset about it.
Yeah, we just have to have all those numbers for the financial report, that's all.
That's the one deposit we had.
Yep. So I can get you the budget that Dave Balduzzi put together?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Should I go talk to Schaefer just to see if there's any chance of?
Yes, yep. This is all simple until you start doing it. So it's just that we need to prepare the same as this packet for the 2026 annual meeting and get it mailed out so that they get it 14 days ahead of time. So they need to get it by September 2nd or 4th. No, 2nd. So and for mailing, you gotta allow 5 days now to get it from when you put it in the post office until it arrives at the resident. And we have our mailings go to Florida, California. I don't think there's anything go out of the United States. They go all over the United States because that's who owns the property. It might be a trust, it might be a corporation.
There's a lot of trusts. If you look at the GIS on the lake, there are a lot of
houses. A lot of trusts.
A lot of houses that are trusts.
Yep. Anything more that we need to do for the annual meeting that anybody can think of? So, location. Anybody think about location?
We got it, right?
Yeah, we did that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be at the USGS Science Center on French Island. And we've used it before, but it's been a few years. Because the last 3 or 4 years, we've been at the City of Onalaska. So thanks for doing that, Tom.
Just like getting a hotel room.
Yeah. Well, not quite. You didn't pay anything, did you?
No deposit was requested. So.
Time of the meeting, usually we start out, and you can see that the budget hearing is at 6:30 and the annual meeting is at 7. So.
The budget hearing is at 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30. Okay. And the annual meeting at 7. We could change that. That's what we're here to talk about today. Is that
7 o'clock should be fine.
Yes, it's a 6:30 budget time. As everybody shows up, and then we'll say, well, this is a public hearing. We pass out the information on the budget. Is there any public comment? And sometimes there is, and sometimes there isn't. So there you sit at 6:45, with 15 minutes to wait till 7 o'clock to start the annual meeting. So we usually have some other discussion or whatever that happens at the time, but. It's better to have too much time than not enough. So,
When what was the date?
The what?
The date for the annual meeting.
16th of September.
Yeah.
So, the other thing is, when you look at the proposal, would be UWA impacts on Lake Unalaska, the research, and the dredge project update. And so that would be potentially somebody from LORC on the dredge project update. It would, could be Mike Todd, could be Jeff, right?
Kent.
Or Kent. Whoever gets designated from LORC, right, Kent?
Or BPCA.
Or BPCA. And then the UWL impacts on Lake Unalaska research, that's either Tanner or Colin, right?
Tanner, do you want?
That's who I want, is Tanner, yeah. But I mean, if he's not available. Is there anything else that anybody thinks of that we need to add to the annual meeting?
Beverages.
Beverages? That's for the social.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
So, and this could be for commissioners too, when people arrive and need to sign in, and we've got sign-up sheets, we need some help with that, just so you know. And my wife usually helps. She used to be the clerk for the town of Unalaska, so she gets used to doing that stuff. I'm not sure there's anything else that we need to do this year.
Is there anything that, like, when you have the annual meeting, you just say have the most public representation? Is that like a time where, I know it's hard to do it because, like, we just talked about nobody wants taxes. Is that the time to talk about taxes or not? I'm asking.
That's a good question. Yeah, that's. If we have a budget that says we're going to levy a tax, then yes, you definitely need to do that.
Well,
and you got a heck of a lot of coordination with the state.
It's hard to make a budget pre-tax. We know now the money that's going to be allocated to us, so that's all we can really do. If we can come up with a tax, and perhaps, I mean, there's like, I don't actually want to say I know how many trails are cut in the weeds out of the lake, but I've talked to a lot of people and they're still not, I mean, you're so limited where you can go in the lake.
Yeah, it's for the public, and all the people that have a dock on shore, they have to get themselves out to the trail.
But I'm saying not just for the people are going to look at the wrong way. They're going to say for the benefit of shapers. I don't care who cuts the darn weeds. I'm just saying, potentially, if we have a tax that actually generates enough money to put something to be done in the lake besides the limited amount of weed cutting that I think is done. And I'm just bringing that up because I could be completely wrong with everybody else on the board.
Okay, so let me kind of analyze that for you.
Yep.
So it's a national wildlife refuge.
Yep.
And it's the state of Wisconsin. So if you're talking about any kind of herbicide.
No, I'm not talking about that.
What are you talking about? Just still cutting channels?
Something so that there's more access to the lake than the channels that we sort of cut.
I don't know what that would be.
Well, I don't know either. I'm asking you guys that are more invested in being out on the lake than I am.
So there has been something recently, okay?
Okay.
That Fish and Wildlife Service has purchased some buoys, and there's some willow sticks that mark the channel out from what we call Black Deer's opening or from the Fred Funk landing.
Yep.
And those buoys would probably go in summer chute. And I went out the other night and there was plenty of depth there.
Okay.
No problem. So those will probably go in yet this year, I believe. They took delivery on the buoys at Fish and Wildlife on Monday.
What was the depth?
I had at least 3 feet most of the places that I saw.
And again, the only reason I bring it up is because, I mean, I live on the shallowest part of the end, a small enough mud boat to get from my place to the lake. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not really concerned about that. I'm just concerned with the fact that when I'm driving home from work every day, I see the really, really green lake.
everybody, the 260 homes on the lake all gave $100 in a tax, and you had $26,000 in the budget every year to spend, what would you spend it on?
Correct.
Is there things that could be done in the lake for that kind of money? I'm sure there is, but would they need to be done? And is there any point in, you wouldn't ask for $100 from every lake owner if there wasn't anything to do?
If you're talking about boat travel channels?
Anything.
Booing that, because when they cut the channel, everybody goes there. And they go there because they see the buoys, okay? So if you could get permission from the federal government to put out more buoys, which is potential, then, so that's the problem, is it's just not the Lake District's decision. It's the decision from the Corps of Engineers, the state of Wisconsin, and the Fish and Wildlife Service.
But and the reason I brought it up is if there's available money to do those things, because right now, none of those other entities are pushing for anything. If we don't push for it, nobody's going to push for it.
Yep.
Because we're the people in the lake.
So I think that the question you guys are getting at overlaps two things. One is number 10, the UW Extension Facility discussion.
Right.
Yep.
And sort of part of that step down will be a September 10 meeting when the agencies are going to present what their shortlist of new projects are. Maybe that will give us some idea of what inexpensive projects we might be able to tackle. We don't know what those are yet. And I think the September, that meeting is tomorrow.
That's tomorrow,
three shortlist. Yeah. But then September 10, this is how do we, is the, we, when this has come up before, the amount of money to do anything significant we could raise with any reasonable tax on the property owners is not much. How would we leverage that into a bigger picture, the county, the federal projects, or whatever? And that's what this our agenda item number 10 is, this facilitated discussion that's coming up, trying to get
right
some partnership arrangement with large entities that are better funded than just we could ever be. Not that we should never tax ourselves, but I mean, I don't think when this has come up before, we thought we could get very far with just our own tax. We need to match that and partner up to get some kind of substantial dollar amounts for this project.
It's always collaboration that you need to cause the money to be more useful.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference from who controls the lake versus if we lived on, our lake here versus if we live, if you're on a circular lake that's 150 acres in northern Wisconsin?
Yes, there's a big difference. You don't have Fish and Wildlife Service.
That's what I mean. They're not involved.
You don't have. Well, you could get them involved if you did the wrong thing.
Yeah, but I mean they're not. So that is that lake owned by the people who surround it then?
For most almost all natural lakes in Wisconsin,
yeah,
the state owns it.
Well, the state owns it, but I mean, let's say it's properties.
Yeah, and it depends. If it's in a national forest, then the national forest. Yeah. And when you say ownership, who owns?
So what I mean, can those people that are up there, can they just say, we're going to kill all the weeds?
No.
They can't. That's why I don't know. They can't do that.
No. Okay. No, because the state of Wisconsin has rules about that.
Okay, that's what I was just wondering, if that was different then, since we have the big river here. So.
Yeah,
but they wouldn't have to deal with Fish and Wildlife Service or the National Wildlife Service.
They're just not involved in that's because
simpler because it's only the state, not all the federal.
Oh, because I got to stay on federal. Okay, thank you for that. Yeah.
What are we looking at?
Through the public comment, I can.
What are we looking at?
So, Tony Campbell, Bob Leffert. We have a permit process, landing permit process we put in. When we, I was on the board when we put that in, there was a
hospital. Is that the one, the low one?
So this is Upper Spillway, Nelson, and then Lower Spillway. Landing.
Lower Spillway. I helped with the grant for the Lower Spillway.
Yep. So here lies the part where we have a drain here, and you guys, we just got, and just recently, this.
Oh, that's the tube through the lake.
Yep. So we had the funding in place for a decade. More than a decade. An administrative side of the town was misinterpreting the dollar allocation, and somewhere along the way they got in their head that it could only be spent on like paving and whatever of the landings, which was never the case. But it took me three terms on time to get back on the board before we finally, the board understood or resolved that we can use that money for equipment, grading, dredging, which was the big one. And the other part of that was weeds, weed control and dredging. Those main two purposes when we put it in. Somewhere in there that got hijacked, the message got hijacked, I was like, whatever. We got it back now, and now we're in the process of, I think, separating those funds clearly, and we get to use them for landing maintenance. That includes equipment, hours, all the work that it takes. And so in that, when I talked to Dave Balduzzi, this would have been 4 years ago maybe?
Yeah.
And we talked, and I said, somewhere in here, early on, we hadn't been part of the cutting rotation, and they've been doing it, which is amazing. Now, I just need to get the maintenance people coordinated, because all of the weed, the chaff, basically, flows up. So that's us. That's our part. The flip side of that is it all goes down this drain, and it fills in French slough. And this is a huge problem. It's super shallow. So I don't know what they could do here, but the Fish and Wildlife, I got a hold of those guys last 2 years ago. And they would start coming in the fall and excavate that, all the duck debris. So somewhere under the coordination, that money, or they are willing to do that. But to you, Rodriguez, are asking, like, we come on that upper, the Lake Alaska part. I don't know, I gotta get a hold of Schaefer's, because I said, man, I'd like to get on the rotation. I'd go do the cutting, and I don't know where the funding comes from, but if that was something where we're not property owners, but we are the village, kind of property owners on the lake. I mean, the lake generates a certain amount of revenue for us if we're able to get it kind of dialed in. So the spillway revenue, I guess, or the fishing revenue, or the recreational revenue, whatever you want to, Jeff did a great job of the potential visiting amount of numbers and the dredging. I'm excited. This is the first time I've ever seen this much coordination and the capability to put into that lake and make it, more, attractive or usable. And the weed, the channel, the navigation part, this is a big one. We got that. Part of what we're seeing is that whole lake is filling in. You guys are already aware of all that. But just in the time that I have been using it since I was younger, this drain has had a major impact. Just this whole area, because you can start to see where the channels are being cut, because it used to build up. We used to have a heavy flow, and used to go down the spillway. This channel's filling in because that flow is reducing, because we're losing it out of here. But this bay is just almost completely, other than little, if the water's low or normal, it's getting less and less all the time. And this is filling with weeds too. So somehow, if we can coordinate with that, I don't know what the opportunity is here, but even closing that back off, because the original intent was to oxygenate this, but it's dying.
Well, not just that, but down below the interstate bridge in that area also, that was another reason for the culvert through. Sorry.
Below the interstate bridge, all the way on the other side of the islands? Because that would probably get oxygenated right from the spillway. I don't know that.
No, no. You've got an interstate bridge.
Yep.
Right down front, right along.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's the area they were talking about.
Yeah, that's like almost filled in. We have people here.
Right.
The channel is way over the side and there.
So from that map, that bridge would be where the door is.
Yeah. It's still here. So I guess all I'm getting at is that whole slough is just filled in year after year after year, and for probably a decade. This has just been settling, and the material keeps settling, and when the water's high, then it all blows down in here. And so the point of it being, we had that permitting, and we put in the landing use permit. And I don't know where that budget, will end up falling, because we have some paving that has to probably happen at Nelson, but it won't be enough to do that. And that's a huge area.
So is that landing on town land or core land?
These three are our this is core land, and these two are ours.
Okay.
And then we had Fisherman's Rule, which is City of La Crosse.
Yeah.
So the fall of this is the core has basically come in and said, you know, we had these, those two, and we're like, we can't enforce the Fisherman's Rule, City of La Crosse. People just pull off there and they park off the side, like, it's really not even enforceable, and to put, you know, village money into it is not.
Well, you don't have a, it's not your stake.
Yeah, we have no control over it. And,
So
where we are getting complaints, or where it's always been, is these are filling in usability. So you come out of Nelson, that big reed, that weed patch out there. So all I'm trying to get to is coordinating some of that going forward, because we're going to be doing, we used to have a kind of like supervisor, and that's going to change. It's not going to be that way anymore. But having that continuity of a better application of that money, but coordinating it, you know, more effectively. And I don't know what the other communities do with, I know Bryce Perry doesn't have a permit yet, which is that I'm aware of.
For what?
Landing permit, parking permit for the landing. Well, the federal landing, I don't think they do anything for sure.
Those are both town landings.
They're both town landings?
Right.
So,
and they're on lease.
Right, they're on lease from the, but they don't permit, they don't require a landing permit.
Nope.
No, yeah.
Right, and we do, so
if it wouldn't be for the lease, oh, you're talking about a parking permit for
parking
an
permit.
Individual using it.
Parking permit.
Yeah, yeah.
And here lies where I'm at, is I'm not a guy, I don't want to, like, because it's always the, no, like, in our case, it was always the boat, the launch people. As early as it does, a launch permit, which is false, it should have never been that. It's a parking permit. Because people park out here and they recreate all of that area, and they were just taking up parking spaces. So when the tournaments and people came into town, they just quit using them. And they're not maintained well, and their parking is always full. So they quit using them. So we're missing out on that. We're missing all of the local commerce on it. You're missing all of the revenue for the permitting. So that started to change. I'm excited about that. I'm happy to see that. It is starting to change. It's a parking permit. And even if we look at it and go, you know, if we have one and say, you know, Tonga Alaska has one, or, you know, on the prairie, and those could even be, you know, reciprocal at that point, because it's kind of going the same thing. That, I'm just throwing that out there. I have no authority on it. But.
Right. So there's all kinds of ways we can talk about this.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all Nelson Landing, overflow parking. There's lots of land up there, but.
The new. Hopefully, a new village board, instead of just having it being strangled by a single supervisor, or you know, controlling entities. I'm excited that we could, because we do have a whole bunch of overflow parking. The problem is there's a whole bunch of free parking along the north driveway there, or the north part of it.
But you're
a
village now.
We're a village now. So the point of that, the parking lot's in rough shape too, but there is also overflow parking. On the other side, if we designate that, say, here's, so all of this, I guess, is going to be up for review, but that money allocation and the use of it, where it has the most impact, like, we can have a permit, but if eventually people can't even get off that landing, they're not going to buy a permit for it anyway. There's nowhere to park here. There's one landing that's in really good shape, that's the worst going, and you can't even hardly get out of it because it's all filled in. So we're that quandary is closing in on us, because we got to sort through.
We have
are those Indian burials up on Nelson?
Are there Indian burials up there?
Yeah, right between those two parking lots that you're talking about, there's that big field.
Yep.
And I believe inside that field, there's an.
There may be. It was always a baseball diamond when I was a kid.
Archaeological site.
No, I'm talking. I'm not talking north. So just right past where you park at the boat landing there, between that and that little gravel, the place where you walk your dogs or whatever.
That park area.
Yeah, it's probably about 100 yards around.
It could be. I don't. It should be designated.
I always wondered why it wasn't, but I always heard that that's what that was up there.
I it was always just a park, as far as I'm aware, and it's actually under the Corps of Engineers. So if it was in your archaeological set, I think they would have it marked. But may,
wanted to see this for a long time. Long time. But what thing I'm hearing from you guys is there's a different way to interface to the village now. It used to be, it was Jason Stratman, there was one person that did parks or land. Now is there like a committee, or how do we interface with the village?
Actually, me and I are going to be at a meeting tomorrow to start talking about that.
Okay, so just keep us informed when we want to work with the village, who and how, if it's a committee instead of one person, or how that would work.
Yeah, we realize the beauty of that. We're looking without superseding anything. This is purely me just rambling. Is the part that I'm excited about is we're going to be able to provide, with that structure, we have the opportunity to put in place a governing group of citizens that provide continuity for elected officials, because that's always been the gap on the board. I was on utility and waste resource, and then depending on who's on the board, that started to get really convoluted, like who's in charge of what, and you have debates and arguments that just led to ineffectiveness. And now if we form this, if we do this correctly, we form these commissions or committees, and they are the controlling entity of that stuff. And then it don't matter who gets on the board. And the learning curve for the people who get on the board isn't so steep. They don't have to try and do all that. So that's Village French Island. But the part that I'm getting at is, and the fact that we've not been able to be effective in our application of the funds over a decade, which is really like 20 years, but auditing and tracking that and applying it correctly instead of just putting in, like they put in a pad here, if you guys remember that, and it's trash. I mean, it's really not effective. They put a dock in there, well, so people come in here, that landing's kind of whatever, and they get a couple cars in here, and you're trying to get bigger boats, and that's why the fishermen, the tournament guys don't, it's like, this is just a nightmare. When it was an unimproved landing, it was four boats wide in there. I mean, it's just get in here, take the bucket, and you keep it leveled off and keep it graded out. You have three, four people wide in there putting in and getting out.
The landing keeps going out into the lake too.
Yeah, and it's just got such a choke point. You can't, and so you have one vehicle there. You have three boats stacked up trying to come in. You got two, three boats trying to get out. It's like they just created it. I mean, That sucks. That's our stuff. It needs to get fixed or addressed somehow, and I'm looking forward to that's where our committee or commissions can take hold of that.
There's a big tree in the middle of it too, isn't there?
There's a couple of now I see out there. Yeah. There's some of it that's like floating around out there. And I just
in the parking lot. Yeah. There's a huge tree right in the center of it.
Did it fall down? No, there was
no. It's just there. It's just there. So when you're backing in, it's.
You're off to the, there's only the one off to the side, I think.
Yeah, that's a good target, though.
Yeah.
It magnifies you right to it.
Yeah. But so there, there used to be still right in the middle there, and they took those out. And then there's one on the bank still, kind of. But regardless, what, if I'll get to track, coordinating, like, if we could change that, and that would be, we need more.
That's going to be a process.
That'll be a process. And I did talk with them last year, and they're like, we put it in, at the request of something, we maybe go ahead and if it's causing an issue. I talked to the Corps of Engineers.
You mean the culvert?
Yeah, the culvert.
Well, that's going to take the state of Wisconsin, DNR, Fish and Wildlife Service, all of
it. Yeah, it does.
But is that culvert? I don't know the exact way it's sitting, but.
I saw it go in.
Is there a way to have like a big trap before it, just like they're doing at Red Pine?
They're supposed to
pull straight into it.
There's supposed to be a gate valve that never gets out. Apparently, the theory there, what I heard, there's supposed to be a gate valve, especially when it's low flow, it's just to shut it off. They just have never done it.
So there was a contract always let by the Corps through the lock and dam to keep it cleaned up, but that. At the worst case scenario, it never got cleaned up.
So we've got the houses on the island, on that shoreline. It is nice, better than Briggs Prairie, because we have a little bit of flow coming through there. And if you just went out there in a inner tube, you would float down to that thing. So if you take that drain out, you're preventing that flow. And you're going to slow that down. So
well, the flow is.
Does the water go over the spillway? That's the whole idea. The height of the spillway is where the water should be at?
That is what it was.
There'd be more water behind my house.
That was always there's still current in here, but back when I was young, yeah, that current, they called it a lake, but it's really part of the river.
Right.
Because it was continuous, and it was 6 feet deep or more across the lake and deeper in spots.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's, you know, 3, 4, you know, some majority lake, yeah.
Right there.
Not deep, you know, it's filling with weeds too, so all of that. And that's why I'm excited, as I looked at you guys pulled that together with the dredging project, and I looked at, you know, all the projections, like, all the old dredge cut, and, you know, cutting those in. Where I'm going with that is you talked about funding, which is always a problem. Taxes along with, you know, use, because the town people have been paying for your landings, same as us. We've been paying the fee to maintain those landings for, you know, since, or, you know, origin. And now we have a little bit of that offset. The problem is that, you know, administratively they weren't doing it right. And they're still taxing the same 15 boat users that lived on the island that were already paying for it, and a few random people that show up. But now the landings are getting so poor, you know, your revenue. People are parking down there for free, fishing and, you know, from the bank, and, you know, picnics and swimming, and they were just using up all the space, and that. So now it's, I think they've got a better handle on that. And once we get that funds allocated, you know, the weed cutting is huge when you came in there, clear that out, because that fills in quite a bit right there in front where that drain is. And the coordinating that with the Fish and Wildlife, we can keep those programs going through our communities. I mean, I think that'll help that one. We do the same thing for Civil Club. I don't know if they've got that on a cut schedule or not.
That's just been cut.
Okay.
And I mean, when I say that, it's, you know, it could have been a week ago or whatever. But
yeah, I get it. The big part, when I look here, is like, you know, we get a lot of that leftover, and coordinating that so that our maintenance guys go, hey, fresh cut, we'll clean that out. So otherwise it just settles back in.
Yeah.
That's our stuff. That's on us. But when you talk about budget, looking at that, I know where you guys are talking about, like as far as the big lake, they're able to cut these travel channels, but making it, you know, more, hopefully more effective. And that's probably a bigger program. But
well, that's kind of why there's this committee for the Lake District, because of all these little towns.
Right.
Why not have them all come through us, because everybody's represented now.
Yep.
And then.
No, I'm glad I made it for part of it, even though I'm late, but I just want to say what a difference it makes when they come and do the weed cutter, then you clear that out and go to use it, then, you know, really, it's us picking up the leftover, getting it out of there, and then the coordination with the bigger efforts that are going on would be.
Okay, so what you're talking about.
You said if we work together, how do we get a hold of you? What's your last name?
Schultz. MARCSCHULTZ.
Okay.
608-792-1445.
And Mark with a C?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to go right to an item that has bearing on this, which is the update on UW Extension Facilitated Community Discussion, okay? And there's going to be letters of invitation going out to all the local units of government that are relative to this, to organizations, to businesses, to, I'm trying to, my brain's not working now, Fritz, who else were you going to?
Resource agencies.
Resource, okay. The federal agencies, state agencies, yeah. So everybody that's involved in this formula, I don't know what else to call it, and we're going to go through and just see how we can collaborate to solve some of these problems. Now, we're not going to solve the sediment problem coming from the Twin Cities or, you know, other watersheds. But we can at least find out how we're gonna manage the system that we've got. And there's federal programs that are kind of dysfunctional right now because there hasn't been a lot of public involvement in their decision making. And hopefully we can also eventually affect that too. Now you're talking about real money.
Yeah.
There's an upper Mississippi that Minnesota and Iowa and Illinois and Wisconsin are together. When Ron Kine was our legislator, he was involved in that.
Right. That was initially 1986. It was the Environmental Management Program. It became the Mississippi River Restoration Program.
Yeah.
And it was up to $50 million a year, but you're talking about the entire upper Mississippi River.
Right. But we have four states.
Five. Those are only two.
Yeah, but what he was working on, you can get a lot more money if you've got 10 senators versus one
right.
guy.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So to that, Fish and Wildlife, and I know that I'm sure they still do it, I haven't been going to it, would have that listening session every year, what, February, maybe? You should do it at Moxie's. It was Corps of Engineers budget process, and they have the big spreadsheet, big task list. You come in and you say, hey, here's what I want to have. I want to have dredging in the old river channel.
You're just, I mean, we're river rats, okay?
Yep.
Never heard of it.
But that's what we wanted to get back to.
Well, that's what I'm asking, because I know they used
yeah.
to do it.
They used to do it.
Mm-hmm. And so we go in there, and every year I talk to them, and it'd be the Corps and the Fish and Wildlife, and I can't remember what the other agency was. And the Corps guy, when I was talking to them, I said, you know, whatever I put in here about dredging, because they used to do the dredging program on that river. And
they still do.
And but not like they did before.
No.
And so part of that, I would put in there, and I said, well, you know, what the chances? He goes, that all goes into the budget. If it shows up on the sheet, it'll always go to the budget, but you're one guy.
Yeah.
With one request, somebody shows up and does two requests to let it fill in, you know, whatever. So that's where I look at this and say, well, there is that.
So that's what, with this extension-led program, we're
perfect.
Trying to develop collaboration of the communities.
And that going to that Corps of Engineers, because ultimately they're the final authority, right? They have the big money, or theoretically.
They're yes, right. And I know folks that put together the legislation for the original environmental management plan that provides money for habitat, money for monitoring, says that's the one mistake we made.
So to that, so I know you guys all being, you know, river rats, you know, like that. You know, how many of those projects did we pay for out of Corps of Engineer money to the Fish and Wildlife that ended up just kind of, I mean, we're kind of living the result of that. So if you look at how they did the changes up there, and they I remember they highlighted the 1 year, the point of Dresbeck Island, North Point. And like, hey, we're going to do a restoration.
Yeah.
They dumped a bunch of money in there, and then they kept a little slew there, like, we want to keep the island here and whatever, and like, we're just kind of like, so you look at it, and that ended up failing. And it's still kind of there, but it's just kind of turning into a wing dam.
It failed, and it didn't, because the front of the island was washing away.
Right.
It slowed that down. But it's gone. But the other parts that they said were going to happen didn't happen.
Didn't happen, correct. So what did end up happening is the old river channel now, instead of coming down and going in its original path, has swung left back towards Minnesota. So the Wisconsin side of that is also filling in dramatically. And one of the things...
We could keep going all the way down to the outdraft, but we're not
going to... No, I'm just looking at that coordination level and
through
the core and fixing some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Which all affects the flow into the lake. And that's why all of our sloughs are filling.
So what I want to say here relative to the extension process, the town of Campbell is going to get invitations to come. So make sure somebody... Village? I can see the look on her face. It's like, where's the town of Campbell?
God.
The village of French Island is going to get...
They get a lot of money on
regraining. Yeah.
Not on the interstate, though. The sign's already changed.
town hall's the.
Yeah, we got that coming up.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just, it's gonna take a while.
It's gonna take a while.
And you're gonna have fun setting up your governmental structures.
It's interesting what everybody's talking about. You're looking at Wisconsin Outdoors, the DNR chairman, they're putting their budget together right now. And the head of that organization is showing where he's cutting because he has no funds. So it ain't a long article, but it's right on the front page. So.
Yep.
That's another thing we're all fighting for.
Those are the things I think that, since we're a government entity of some sort, we have to ask for some tax dollars. Even if people say no, then they say no. But if you don't do it, nothing's gonna happen.
Right.
And you might be rejecting, go the next year and ask again.
You're just gonna end up cutting money.
You have to recognize.
Because it's never gonna become cheaper.
Yep.
That's why I want to bring the tax thing.
So the agenda for today, we pretty much had the update on boat travel channels, weed cutting and buoys. We went through that somewhat. Are there any other questions regarding that? Okay.
No.
The last, number 11, is the update on North Shore Lane dredging project, and we had that. Nothing else to add there, I don't think, is there?
Okay. More money.
Yeah, more money. So next is scheduled the next meeting of the Lake District. And I assume this one will be on Briceberry. What do we got on? Well,
we should do it before the 10th.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that mailing date.
Right. Well, just, yeah, maybe.
Time if in case there's something we need to decide before the mailing date.
Right.
So that was
right.
14 days, so that's the 2nd plus 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So before August 28th?
Yeah. And that would be after, so we could talk about. Talk about the results of the, you know, the 10th meeting and the results of the annual meeting. So maybe
10th meeting. That's September 10th.
September. Oh no, you're in August.
August. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's. Let me look at my calendar. So, what dates have we got? Maybe 20.
Wednesdays are bad, personally, for me.
Yeah.
One thing we could do, we'll have a notice meeting for the 5th. If there's just something trivial, we need to huddle on the 5th.
Okay.
At the social.
Yeah.
We'll need to notice that because we'll have.
Okay. So we can set it then.
Yeah, if you wanted to have like at the end or the beginning or something
yeah,
like that.
Okay. All right.
What about that?
Yeah. All right.
It's fairly quick. It's just 2 more weeks, but
we're good.
Hopefully we need to get this stuff together. I did just get the minutes from Connie, by the way.
Okay, good. So just doing a poll here, how many of us commissioners are gonna be at the social?
August 5th,
5 p.m. at the Sailboat Club. What we've done it is usually done it at a local restaurant. And we thought let's try getting together with the Sailboat Club.
And that's at 5, August 5th. So, yep.
Okay, so we'll have a quorum there probably.
Yes, we'll need to notice it so we could. If there was a huddle we needed to have. Pulling this the agenda packet together.
Yeah, good.
So the date for the next meeting then, or we're going to discuss that at the.
Well, the next meeting, would be the 5th, the same as the...
So the social?
Social, but yeah.
But it needs to be noticed anyway because we'll have a quorum, so we might, if there's...
So we can get together there and set the meeting date for the end of August.
Gotcha.
Right?
Or do we even, I don't know if we even need one if...
We won't know.
We need to get set up for the September 16th meeting.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking to get accomplished on.
Yeah, okay, all right. We need to get these documents put together so that they're ready to go to the mail. Yeah, all right.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Good move.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Right on time, 3:26.
So BPCA tonight, right?
Yeah, that's...